be matched by any other feeling outside of the love of God. We know joy is a fruit of the Spirit, and we can experience joy when we get born again. But if we're not born again, we will not experience that. Because joy brings us the understanding of we are a child of God. We know that we need to let go and let God allow him, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Nehemiah says that, Nehemiah 8:10. And our walk in love and in the Spirit will produce joy. But the fullness of joy, where does that come from? God always has, I love how he speaks in his word, because he says he wants to bless us exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. I'd be happy with, he wants to bless us, right? But he wants to bless us not just abundantly. He wants to bless us exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. That's huge. That's ultimate. That's the epitome of blessing. And if you will turn to Psalm 16, we're going to look at God prepares us that we can have a fullness of joy. Psalm 16:11 says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." The Christian Standard Bible says, "You reveal the path of life to me." I love it because it's very intimate to me, you know, not to my brother or someone else. But God reveals it to each one of us as individuals. He has a path, a plan for each one of us. In your presence is abundant joy. Another translation was, "I experience absolute joy in your presence. At your right hand, the hand of blessing, are eternal pleasures." Bliss, I guess you could say. Can you imagine what that's like? At God's right hand are eternal blessings, pleasures, forevermore. We can't imagine. You know, we saw the movie. You can only imagine what that day is going to be when Jesus Christ comes back. What that day is going to be all eternity. That's a day for all eternity. And what does eternity mean? I always thought about that. And if you turn to John 17, I don't think I've, in this year, I don't think I've done a teaching without bringing up this verse, because when I grew up, I didn't know what the Bible was for. And then I started to see it actually explains itself. And it's a book of love. So John 17:3 says, "And this is life eternal." This is eternal life. "That you might know thee, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." And that word know is gnosko, means to know intimately. God wants us to know him intimately. And last Sunday, we celebrated Father's Day. Jesus Christ brought a new relationship to God's children. And that God provided him, what does John 3:16 said? "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." To have a son, you have to be a father. That relationship that he brought to us from the day of Pentecost is that God is our father. And I was having a little conversation with Gary this morning, and he says, I know God's going to provide this. And God just clicked in me. We need to be calling him Father. You know, when we talk, "Father, what do you think?" Years ago, we used to write SIT on our hands to remind us to speak in tongues. I would love to have all of you this week. This is your assignment, if you so dare to choose. It's to write "Father" on your hand. And every time you think about praying, when you're praying or you're just thinking about talking about God, call him Father. And I'm going to personally, this is a challenge I'm going to have, is I'm going to not say God. I'm going to say Father. I'm going to talk about my dad, my heavenly Father. And that will remind me that I am a child of God, child of a wonderful Father. There, just twice now, as I'm telling you not to say it, I'm saying it. So I got to start writing on my hand. that he says that in his presence is fullness of joy. Do you want fullness of joy? I certainly do. I want to be blessed all the time. And we can have that because we've seen God lives, the Father lives in us. Okay, every time I do it, someone hold their hand up. You can say, whoops. Okay. All right, so I'm going to try. So how we receive this fullness of joy, it comes with a vital relationship with our Heavenly Father. John 1:8. Let's look at that. John chapter 1, verse 8. Jesus spoke of his Father. And you know what? You know why the Jews sought to kill him? Because he said that God Almighty was his Father. So that truth is not always known. A lot of Christians don't know that God Almighty, and I can say it this time, God Almighty is our Father. He's our Father. We need to tell him. I have loved my Father. We had a wonderful Father, and I'm so blessed to have my brother and my sister-in-law, Leslie, here to be a fellowshipping with us, because family's huge. And if God never set up a physical relationship as a father, we really wouldn't understand who he is. But Todd's a proud father of his son. We all are so proud of our children. That's what God is of us. He's so proud of us. You know, we screw up. He doesn't look at that. He looks at, oh, I can't wait to bless Paula. Can't wait for her to say, help. It's all we need. It's all he needs, because he needs us to engage him in our lives. So John 1:18 says, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And he declared him that he is his Father. And they did not like that. Because Abraham was the father. But because of God allowing himself to have a son, he had to become father. That's an intimate relationship. And we know that intimate relationship when we go to God's word. The Father's word. Al, you missed it. Okay. So he made known this relationship. God Almighty is our Father. So when I talk to my daddy, I can call him daddy. That's not blasphemy. That's intimate. My Abba loves me. And sometimes I need to remind myself when I get challenged and I start thinking, I don't know how I'm going to deal with this. Abba, daddy, you're right there. Tell me. And he is. He chose his dwelling in us. Let's look at 1 John chapter 3. And if you want to see a tremendous relationship that Jesus had with his Father, another assignment would be to read John chapter 17. And it's Jesus talking to his Father. And I really encourage you to see it, because we need to really do a vocabulary change in our lives. Daddy, Father. If you would humor me in that, I think it would change a lot of how we're getting prayers answered and just confidence. And 1 John chapter 3, I want to read it from the NLT. And it says, see how very much our Father loves us. For he calls us his children. And that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world didn't recognize that we are God's children, because they didn't know him, Jesus Christ. Jesus never had a plan of his own. He only did the will of who? His Father, right? Do we think that we can do any greater than what he did? Absolutely not. We need the Father. And he so equipped us with the Spirit of his Son. We have the same DNA that Jesus Christ had. We have the same measure of faith that Jesus had. Can you believe that? That's not how I would have measured it. God, Father, our Father is so good. He's so good. One of our friends, Allison Smith, sends out a little, it's called Flame of Truth. And this week, it was, I want to share it with you. It says, our God is a good father, and it brings him tremendous joy when we ask him to meet your greatest needs. He is more willing and able than you can imagine to turn around any negative situation or medical report you have received. He wants to bless you so that you can live the abundant life and be a blessing to those around you. Father's goodness is limitless. His love is everlasting. His grace is never ending, and his provision is inexhaustible. Jesus said it this way, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. And that was John 17, 23 and 24. Our joy becomes full when we start talking to the Father. And he is just, he's pursuing us. And we just need to catch up with him, because he so wants to see his children blessed. A father, when his baby is born, you know what he thinks about? How can I provide for my child? How can I give him everything that he needs? I want him to have a better life than I had. It's just ingrained in him. That's how our Father speaks. How much joy do you think Jesus Christ had? Turn to Hebrews chapter 12. He had this intimate relationship with his Father, and he is our example. Hebrews chapter 12. It follows the heroes of faith. You know, the world talks about all these superheroes. Jesus Christ is the ultimate superhero. The only superhero, really. But then we become super conquerors because it's Christ in us. So much for Superman and Spider-Man. We got it all. Hebrews 12, verse 1. And I'm going to read this again in the NLT. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge cloud of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down. What slows us down? Fear, worry, doubt. Be anxious for nothing. Especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. What is sin but anything that is put before God's will? When we start to think, oh, I got it figured out. Maybe you have forgot to go to your Father. Verse 2 says, we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiated and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding the shame, now is seated in the place of honor before God's throne. King James says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. For the joy that was set before him. He saw beyond that cross. He saw beyond that pain and suffering. He saw brothers and sisters. He would be a part of a family, that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. He didn't look at the pain and suffering. He looked at the Father's will. The Father said he'd never leave him. How many times did he tell us in the manifestations? At least 3 times, I think, or maybe all of them, that he would never leave us. I think maybe some of us have had some doubts about that. He can't leave us because he's chose his dwelling in us. So every time you kind of mess up, he goes along with you. He's waiting for you to say, help, son. Waiting for you to say, help. And verse 3 says, in the NLT, think of all that the hostility he endured from sinful people. Then you would become weary and give up. Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people. Then you won't become weary and give up. Look what he went through. He healed a man on the Sabbath and they wanted to kill him. My goodness, are you that? They were that bad. They were very religious. They didn't look at the heart of the Father. The Father's heart was, anybody has a need, let's get it taken care of. We had the wonderful time at Old Town yesterday. ministering to people, and one guy, he felt like he had an abundance, and he says, "I want more money." We said, "What can we pray for?" And he said, "I want more money." I thought, "Well, that's cool." He says, "I've got my needs met, but I want to be a conduit." I loved it. Conduit for God. I want to be able to bless other people. Isn't that our heart? That's the Father's heart. He just wants to throw out blessing after blessing on each one of us. But we got to trust him. We got to allow him to be a part of our lives. So we don't need to be weary and give up. We remember Jesus went through so much. People didn't like him. They won't like you because they don't understand what Christ went through. Hebrews 4:16, if you turn there. I love this verse. Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Come boldly before the throne of grace. And in the NIV, it says, "Let us approach God's throne of grace with confidence." Approach. I love that word. You know, you see it. San Diego Airport is a very hard approach for airplanes to come in because it's, you go right into downtown and all the buildings. Well, let's look at this word approach. How do you approach your Heavenly Father? Now, are you on your knees? "Oh, Lord, I just don't know what I can do," because I don't know if you're even listening to me because I haven't been very good these days. Or you think, "You know, I have such a little need and there's people that have such greater needs, so I'm not even going to approach him." Or do you come boldly? Do you approach him, get on his lap and say, "Father, I just love you. I can't. Don't you want to bless me?" You know, that's, he wants us to jump into his lap. Years ago, our cousins would get together, and we used to watch Lawrence Welk in Del Mar at my aunt and uncle's house. And one day, my little cousin went and sat on my dad's lap. I was so jealous that she was sitting on my dad's lap. That's reserved for me. Well, I think we need all of us to be jealous over each other sitting on daddy's lap, because he's my daddy. I'm his favorite. That's the mentality should be for each one of us. We are daddy's favorite. I'm daddy's little girl. You're dad's beloved son. Have that intimate relationship. Don't go begging. He's already told you everything he wants to have for you. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to be in great health. Jesus Christ took on every sickness, every disease, so that you could be free of it. And we come boldly and say, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm free. Spirit of infirmity, you leave. Headaches, leave in the name of Jesus Christ." That's the heart of the Father. And when we experience his presence, we have fullness of joy, ultimate joy. You know, God, our Father, chose his dwelling in each one of us. His spirit lives in Christ in us. He's in our very breath. My husband and I have been married 43 years, and he knows me well, but he can't read my thoughts. So sometimes we have little differences. We don't understand each other. And just for you guys to know, us women are pretty complicated, and a lot of times we don't understand ourselves either. So, but if he were to live in me, he would totally understand. "Oh, that's why she did what she did." Well, God lives in us, and he knows why we do what we do. And that's why he's given us this roadmap. Didn't he tell us that in the map stations? He's given us that map so that we can understand, and then he can communicate. In the spirit, he can talk to us. "Listen, speak to me, Lord. God calls your name out. He wants to talk to you. Listen, take the time." We got all this stuff bombarding us, and we're listening to it. We need to listen to what the Father has to say. So we look unto Jesus. He always did the will of the Father. We know the Father's will through his word and through the Spirit. He even gave us a spiritual language, speaking in tongues, so we can pray perfectly. He designed it all so we can be perfect. We can pray perfectly. We miss a word. We don't have to worry about it. We have access to him. Jesus' prayer life brought him his strength and joy, and he was never left without an answer to his prayers. We have a gal in our fellowship that she says, I come all the time because my prayers are always answered. Ever since I've been here, my prayers have been answered. And it's awesome. It's because we just believe that God wants to answer our prayers. Father wants to answer our prayers. So how do we enjoy the ultimate fullness of joy? We recognize God Almighty as our Heavenly Father. We declare, I am a son of my Father, and I am Daddy's girl, a beloved son. We enter into his presence with prayer and thanksgiving. We put him first in every decision, knowing his word, his will from his word. And we look to our big brother as our example for living a life of joy and obedience. I encourage you today to receive all your Heavenly Father wants for you. Long life, prosperity, health, as a beloved child. He wants it because you are his beloved child. Claim your right and privilege as a child using the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. We are seated at the right hand of the Father. That's a seat of authority, seat of blessing. Enter his presence daily. Keep an appointment with him. You set your schedule and you take time. You find that secret place. We talked about this when we were studying prayer. How important is you find a place where you can concentrate, where you can sit on Daddy's lap and just talk to him. And write in your prayer journal. Always encouraging that, because then you can go back and see what he said. Yeah, I had some beautiful things this morning. Speak in tongues much. That's your link to the Father. It's perfect. You can't mess that up. That's fantastic. Declare the joy of my Heavenly Father is my strength because I am what the Word of God says I am. He has made me to be. I am. I have the joy of the Lord. When I feel discouraged, I have the joy of the Lord. This guy that I was talking about that wanted more money, he said, name it and claim it. And yeah, I'm a name it and claim it person. I name what the Word of God says and I claim it. I'm a James girl. James says, nice. James says that be a doer of the word, not a hearer only. That's all of us. That's what the Father wants. So look and listen to the Father for opportunities to serve, opportunities to give. Because when you get out of yourself, you realize, I represent Jesus Christ to this world. I don't need to be sitting in my living room all day long. I need to be out speaking. I need to be calling people, texting them if we have to, and say, you have the joy of the Lord. Your Father loves you. We need to keep praying. Our Father loves us. Let's all say that together. Our Father loves us. I am favorite. I am his favorite. Say that. I am his favorite. Right. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. And we are. That's who we are. Who are you? Son of God. Son of the Most High God. Son of my Father. All right. Maybe we should rewrite. We should have a genie text. Son of the Father. Okay. So I encourage you to speak in tongues much, declare the joy of the Lord is my strength, look to opportunities to serve because you represent Jesus Christ to the world, and carry out the Father's business as our big brother Jesus Christ did. So, and try and change your vocabulary. Talk about your daddy, talk about your father to people around you, and they might say, that's weird. And you can tell them. Jesus declared the Father, and we declare him through Christ. So, Heavenly Father, I thank you for your tremendous love, how much you love us and provide for us and want great success in our lives, that you've given us the victory in every situation. And I thank you that each one of us can see from the depth of our heart your love, that we are your children and that we can just climb into your lap and enjoy the words, the sweet words that you have for us. And we know that you always answer our prayers. I just thank you for boldness and thank you for blessing everyone here for their love for you and for your word just coming out of our lips with great joy, that your ultimate joy is living in our hearts every single day and that we can share it with others. So I thank you for health for each one of us from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet and that joy bubbling in our hearts. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.